this room, but you know, you can come down to our station, 20 Southeast 8th, and become a member that way. Bring in your contributions. It's time for us to go, but it's not too late for you to call 877-500-5266.
Good morning. This is KBOO Portland. It's 7:59. Coming up, more talk radio. We'll take a look at the exportation of religious homophobia to African nations. That's coming up in just about 2 minutes. At 9 o'clock on the Old Mole Variety Hour, it's Trumpism and Fascism, a novel of the Harlem Renaissance and the political power of capital. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. On Locus Focus at 10:15 with Barbara Bernstein, she talks about how resistance to the Trump resistance is not just a West Coast phenomenon. At 11, Health Watch brings you a discussion of live culture foods with the author of Wild Fermentation. And at 11:30, Radio Zine hosts Susan Quinn, author of Eleanor and Hick, The Love Affair That Shaped a First Lady. And of course, you can donate to KBOO during our fund drive, 877-500-5266, or go to kbu.fm and click on donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor a speech by author David Billings on Tuesday, February 14th at 7 p.m. at the St. Andrews Community Center in Portland. David Billings is a nationally known anti-racist historian, organizer, and United Methodist minister, and will speak about his new book, Deep Denial: The Persistence of White Supremacy in U.S. History and Life. Again, that's author David Billings on Tuesday, February 14th at 7 p.m. at the St. Andrews Community Center, 806 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Finance Committee meets every third Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, serving breakfast all day, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Way. Lunch was provided by New Taste of India, with multiple locations including 1810 Southwest 4th Avenue, serving North Indian dishes including lamb, chicken, and vegetarian choices. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday until 10 p.m., and Sunday, 2 to 9 p.m., offering a wide selection of traditional Lebanese and Syrian dishes. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
You're listening to KBOO More Talk Radio here on your community radio station. Hopefully you are a member, but you also have the opportunity to join KBOO, and we'll give you those opportunity. That number is 877-500-5266. But before we talk more about that, I want to introduce you to our guest this morning. Joining us is a human rights defender, I think is how you introduce yourself this morning.
Yes, that's how I introduce myself, because usually when I talk about human rights and LGBT rights, people want to confuse me as somebody who only focuses on LGBT rights, yet I go beyond LGBT rights. However, I put much energy on LGBT rights. So I prefer to be known as a human rights defender.
Excellent. Yeah. And that voice you heard is certainly not Celeste, but is Mpaji, I just had your name in front of me, Kirumira?
Yeah, Kirumira.
Kirumira.
Yeah.
Michael, he is joining us. He's from Uganda and has focused, as you mentioned, on terms of LGBT rights and human rights in general. So we're going to talk more in depth this hour, but why don't you just give a brief introduction of who you are and how did you get here this morning?
I grew up and I was born in a small village on the shores of Lake Wamala in Uganda. And I grew up in a family which you would now today describe as a broken family. So my struggles to find justice within our community forced me to the front lines of fighting for my own survival. Mm-hmm. But within that circumstances, I found myself involved in LGBT rights. So I did not choose the battle of LGBT rights. Instead, their struggle found me on the street and I joined them. And indeed, I pioneered the first LGBT rights groups in Uganda. I came in U.S. to speak to various groups in Minneapolis and other cities of the United States, and I ended up in Portland.
Excellent. And so as we continue this hour, you're going to tell us more about what's happening in Uganda particularly, but Africa in general, and also the connection with U.S. religious groups. I think that's very important. Is that correct?
What's happening in Uganda is we do have mostly what we would call state-sponsored homophobia, and usually I want to add on religious homophobia because before these religious groups coming to Uganda, we didn't have this kind of hatred towards gay people until when these religious political, I want to use the word political, religious missionaries, because when they come, they are not really interested in teaching and for people to follow Christ. They are after businesses and political connections. We've seen some of these people doing business in Uganda, sometimes bypassing the regulations behind the doors. So in order to get these connections, they found themselves that the only way they could win the political establishment is to start preaching hatred, because that's what people wanted to hear.
I think that's fascinating, because I appreciate how you said political religious, and making that connection between politics and the shape or form of religion. And you know, certainly those of who are in Oregon are familiar with this religious political connection because of our own unique history in terms of homophobia. We're going to talk more in detail, Mpaji, about your struggle, and want to hear a little bit more about how you found, how that movement, human rights movement, found you, and what motivates you to be such an activist.
The thing is, I left my family when I was just 10 years and I started living my independent life because I couldn't live in the family which didn't treasure my presence. There are other problems which was associated with my own family. So what happened was that in my desire to seek education, I thought that I should get involved in politics. And that's when I started seeing the injustices that brought me to start standing up.
And we're going to talk more about that in terms of standing up for injustice. I want to invite those of you who are listening to give us a call at 877-500-5266. We're talking about human rights. And a couple of weeks ago, we had an interview with Michael Eric Dyson, who's a professor here in the States, who has been an advocate for human rights very much. He's eloquent. He's analytical, and he's inspirational. And because you are such a good audience, we are going to offer you, if you call 877-500-5266, his latest volume, which is, Linda, are you there? Not yet. His latest volume of book.
We've got Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America, for a $75 minimum pledge. That's $6.25 a month to KBOO.
That's Michael Eric Dyson is the author of that Cecil was just talking about. You know, I know some of you always turn in to hear more talk radio on Monday mornings. Maybe you've missed Democracy Now!, but you don't miss this because you like to hear what Cecil and Celeste bring you. I'm asking you to pick up the phone right now, 877-500-5266, and become a member. Contribute your dollars to KBOO. Contribute your dollars to activism by contributing to KBOO. It's 877-500-5266. You know, I'm suggesting $10 a month. That's $120 a year. For that, you can certainly get Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America by author Michael Eric Dyson. In fact, that's only a $75 pledge, $6.25 a month.
And that is a really compelling book to have right now. It's really important when you heard Michael Eric Dyson on Friday, or maybe you didn't. You can listen online on the KBOO website, KBOO.FM, about how people turn to nativism and xenophobia and racism, anti-immigrant sensibilities to express outrage at what they can't control. And he not only explains the situation, but also talks about how to empower white America to get out of this disempowerment that people are in order to address the issues of injustice, in order to really empower our country to come together at a time when right now it's really being divided. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And again, if you need to remember that number, we urge you, if you're biking and you're listening in one headphone, or maybe you're listening in your car, or maybe you're in the middle of something, just take a moment, take a break, and call that number. It's 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO is what it spells. We want to thank Nancy from Albany and Anna from Milwaukee, Russell from Yamhill, who is a new member, and Mary from Portland. And also thank you, Molly from Vancouver, and a new member, Francis from Castle Rock. Thank you, Francis, and Karen from Portland. So thank you all for your membership in KBOO. We want you to be the next one. Join this great community of people, 877-500-KBOO.
You know, I'm so happy that you out and around the valley called in. We asked you to, and you did. So we're asking you again. You've got neighbors, other friends. Please call us right now, 877-500-5266. Let me say that again. It's 877-500-5266. You know, this book that we've been talking about, Michael Eric Dyson's Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America, sounds really exciting and important. It's like how, you know, he recognizes that often white people have empathy without a actual way to manifest that empathy. He wants to talk to white people about their responsibility for overcoming racism. And I think that's such an important issue and such an important book to have. It's easy to get. All you have to do is pick up your phone right now, 877-500-5266. If you're at the coast or in Vancouver or out at Hood River, call us right
Salem.
Now. Salem, 877-500-5266. And now back to the programming.
And this is Cecil Prescott with more talk radio on KBOO. We're speaking with Mpaji Kirimia about his activism in Uganda, in Africa, and now extending throughout the world. And particularly, we stop a pause as you were beginning to talk about your awakening or how you found yourself on the front lines.
Okay, the thing was that, you know, Uganda is made up of tribes, Actually, we have more than the 63 tribes, and these are tribes. Each tribe has its own language and culture and food. So initially, each tribe which takes power, government power, tries to suppress other tribes. So when I left my family at the age of 10, I did not have education. I couldn't even speak this English. I couldn't write. I desired to have education, good health, and be off streets. Then there was this organization called Uganda Women's Effort to Save Orphans. It was started by the first lady of Uganda, the wife to the president. I approached them and I said, okay, I'm an orphan also. I need any help. But because I wasn't from their tribe, they couldn't take me in. And I feel it so bad. So when I craved for this and I couldn't get it, I thought, where can I else find education and home and shelter and clothes? And here I found the Southern Baptist missionaries.
Yes.
I tagged myself to the Southern Baptists with hope that they will send me to school, they will find me sponsors in the U.S., they will help me get my dreams up. Instead, they told me, hey, look, my friend, we did not come to Africa to offer free education and food and clothes. We came to Africa to offer Jesus. That's what we offer. And if you want to join our society, we will teach you to be a missionary. Actually, I worked with these Baptist missionaries for 2 years as their interpreter and the translator. Yeah, I'm good on that. But after 2 years of working with them, I really felt like I did not want to be a pastor. I did not want to be a missionary. I thought the best way was to now join politics, and eventually I will be able to get elected and start my own life and transform these tribalist tendencies. So yes, to me it was a desire to my desire to have education made me aware of the tribalism I didn't know in the first place. This is more like the systematic racism which people are talking about here. So yes, in my country it's tribalism. It's invisible yet very vibrant and current, and it's designed to disempower all other tribes which are not in the political system.
Yes.
So I moved out from Mityana to Kampala, and I found myself in the area of Wandegeya. That's the nearest suburb.
Yes.
To the capital of Uganda. I started working with political groups and eventually got elected as a political leader who is good with organizing. And it's through this capacity when people started telling us that, hey, look, there is a small business which has got two guys.
Yes.
They've got married, and you as political leaders, you are keeping quiet. Why don't you go ahead and arrest them? And then I said, oh, why should we arrest them? In fact, during this time, I've heard of homosexuals, I've heard about them through the Baptist teachings,
yes,
but I've never personally met a homosexual. I didn't know who they are, I didn't know what they do, but the pressure from the people forced me to start looking into the idea.
So, this was like, you're a political leader,
yeah,
and people came to you and said that these two barbers got married, and sort of like all of a sudden you were forced to at least begin, people were asking you to take action,
yes,
against them.
People were asking us to take action, not just me. Mm-hmm. They were calling, encouraging their young parents and children not to go to the saloon. Yet these people made something like a party, which later I knew that people branded that as a wedding.
Yes.
For them to tell their friend that, look, we've been in love for each other, and in case any of us dies, we don't want the family relatives to come and interfere with whatever achievements we've made together. If I die, I want my partner to take what we've made together, because we've been together for so long.
So when people came to you and said, we have to do something against this couple, what was your initial feelings and what did you do?
Initially, I had an idea about homosexuals because I read a during my time with the Baptists, I remember them discouraging, calling people to protest. There is this guy called Bishop Michael Pkins. I don't know if you know him. He was the head of Integrity USA. He was visiting Uganda during that time to oversee the work they were doing there. So I remember this Baptist telling us, the people in the church, that, hey, look, you could not allow the government of Uganda to welcome Michael Pkins in Uganda. We should go and protest at Entebbe Airport. So that was it. Apart from that, I didn't know much about homosexuality.
And Integrity is the Anglican or Episcopal gay-affirming group. So this bishop came to Uganda, and then people said...
The Baptist missionaries started encouraging us to protest them, to say that we shouldn't let this guy come into Uganda. So I knew about homosexuality, but I did not know in depth, which forced me to look for a book by Mike Level. There is a bishop from New Hampshire. Somebody sent me that book when I was still in Uganda. Mm-hmm. The book is called Living in Sin, The Bishop Rethinks Human Sexuality.
And was it Bishop Spong?
Yeah, Bishop Spong. I read the book. So, but when these people started protesting and calling us to take action against these younger men, I knew about the sexuality. I've read in depth about it in that book.
We're speaking with Mpaji. Your name again?
Chimira.
Chimira.
It's okay to call me Mpaji only.
Okay, Mpaji. We're having a fascinating conversation about his awakening in terms of LGBT rights and human rights in general, much in line with Michael Eric Dyson, whose book we are offering this morning. If you give us a call at 877-500-5266, you will have the opportunity to read, but more particularly, you'll have an opportunity to engage and become a member and a supporter of this radio station, which can bring you tales of not only what's happening in the U.S. or Portland, but throughout the world. So what is that number, and how many people become members of KBOO if they don't have a telephone?
Thanks, Cecil. It's 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. You can also go online, kboo.fm, or drop by the station. We are open, and you are welcome here. The address is 20 Southeast 8th, just south of Burnside. You are our grassroots supporters that allow us to remain independent. We depend on you to keep this community strong, and we urge you to become a member right now. We've raised $44,000 of our $64,000 goal, so we have $20,000 more to go, and we have just 2.5 days to do it. So we want you to be someone who helps get us that much closer to our goal. This is the way this station is funded. This is what allows us to remain independent. Whether you could do a $10 a month contribution, a $20 a month contribution and get the KBOO hoodie, or whether you could do a $6.25 a month and get, I think, the last copy of the book, Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America by Michael Eric Dyson. So I think we just have one more of those left. So do give a call, and you can be the lucky one to pick that up and add that to your library. 877-500-5266.
No, you make a difference with your dollars. It's really urgent that you call in now. We need to keep the flow of dollars going. When we slow down, it makes it harder for it to go on. We know we can make this goal because you out there in the community have been supporting us. That number is 877-500-5266. So when I talk about you people out in the community, you people, I'm talking about us people, me people, and all of your neighbors. You know, you'll be surprised at the KBOO supporters. One great way to show your support is do $10 a month on an electronic funds transfer. That's an easy way to do it. That will get you the hoodie, I believe.
$20 a month gets you the hoodie.
$20 a month. Okay, then I'm going to challenge you to go $20 a month, because I've been seeing these hoodies around here. There's a few people wearing them. They're the great long.
I'm wearing one.
They're black. They're really a thick, nice material.
Super warm. I was wearing it, and then I put my jacket on and realized yesterday I didn't need my jacket on top of the hoodie.
And it has a great great one of the logos with the radio tower with a red star right behind it. Take a moment right now. That's $20 a month, 877-500-5266. You know, lots of people have been calling in this morning, and they make a difference with their dollars. You can, too. I know it matters to you what's happening out there in the community. That's why you turn to KBOO. That's why you turn to More Talk Radio with Cecil and Celeste. Maybe you care a lot about the issues of racial politics, you know, and what's been going on. Maybe you're a supporter of Black Lives Matter or Don't Shoot PDX. Show your support and get this great book by Michael Eric Dyson, 877-500-5266.
I just have to say, I really appreciate having Impaji on today, because how many stations actually talk about Africa? KBOO does it on a daily basis, and this is essential. Africa is the origin of life in this world, and yet it is so forgotten in the U.S. media. It is so left behind, and when it is talked about, it's talked about in such demeaning terms that people are not given agency who are Africans, who live in Africa. We actually are the station that provides a voice. If you are someone who appreciates that fact, just that very fact alone, that we have people from Africa, from Uganda, on the station talking about the issues impacting their community, then do give us a call, because what happens in Africa affects the rest of the world. And the fact that we in America, in the U.S., are so ignorant about what's happening in Africa is, I think, to blame on the U.S. media. And KBOO is trying to counter that, trying to provide an opening, a perspective that you're not getting, you're really not getting from other media.
Well, and you know, 877-500-5266, that's the number to call. But what Impaji's been telling us about is the homophobia that's been sponsored by U.S., often congressmen, mm-hmm. who belong to churches like the Baptist Church, and they're purposely going over to Africa to try to turn countries anti-gay, turn them into homophobic, writing laws. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to hear about that kind of issue and you're not hearing about it on any other station, on any other form of media, I know you're not, because I listen to a lot and you just don't hear it. Please show your support for KBOO, who brings you this, 877-500-5266. In fact, I believe I first talked to you about this Baptist going there to turn countries homophobic way back like 8 years ago with Jeff Charlotte, when he was writing books about the family, a secretive group of important congressmen. I'll say they're important just because they're there, who have their own secret goals that they're carrying out once they get into office. It's important that you know this information so you can take the right stand. The number to call to support getting that information is 877-500-5266. I challenge you all around the world to call. You can call 877-500-5266 from anywhere in the United States, and you can become a member from anywhere in the world at kboo.fm. Take a moment right now. Give $10 a month. Give $20 a month.
And, you know, you hear Impaji talking about these groups, these missionary groups coming over and spreading an agenda that is counter to the African psyche, really. And people like Peter Lively coming across to Uganda, passing laws that are discriminatory because of what I would call really a colonialist agenda. That this is the modern day colonialism, when these right wing zealots are going over to Africa and spreading this agenda. And we are bringing you the real facts about what's happening on the ground. It's not that Africans are homophobic. The fact is that it's many times U.S. missionaries that are going to push this agenda in countries in Africa. We're giving you the real insight into what's happening on the ground, and we urge you to support that. Your support gives us the freedom to experiment so we can bring you innovative, engaging, inspiring radio. Help us continue this long tradition by giving a $1,000 gift. Maybe you could do $100 a month. Maybe you could do $30 a month. Maybe you're someone who could do $10 a month. Get your Democracy Now! T-shirt. Do it right now. And we do still have that book, Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon for White America by Michael Eric Dyson. Really important book, $6.25 a month, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266.
We're continuing our conversation this morning on More Talk Radio with Mpaji Kirumira. I'm talking about what it's like to be a human rights defender, and particularly in terms of affirmation of LGBT rights. I just wanted you to finish that your comment about the integrity and that awakening. And then, you know, I think there's an interesting Oregon connection, Scott Lively. So I want you to continue.
The thing was that during my time with the, when I left the Baptists and in the city, I picked interest to know who were the homosexuals. I've never heard of them. I never met them. Then I started, that time, the internet was just so expensive and penetrating Africa. So I started slowly by slowly, because I've learned about the internet from these Baptists, by the way. So I started scrolling, and then I found a guy in Australia who was human rights activist. And when he read about my curiosity about this issue, he sent me this book, A Bishop Rethinks Human Sexuality. This is by Bishop Spong. I read it and read it. So now that the people were forcing us to take against, to take action against these two young men, I already knew. I was equipped. I didn't approve the gay relationship by then, but I was not angry about them. I said, okay, if they are homosexuals, well, let them be, because of that book. It opened my mind about what it is. The word sexuality is not something we usually discuss about. So in this frustration to either listen to the people, to take action against the people, against these younger men, their business was already vanishing. They were frustrated, and people were targeting them each day, because people were really interested in to removing them, and these were encouraged by religious groups. So what happened was, as in this frustration, asking ourselves, what can we do? Can we force these people out of the village and find where they go? The president issued an order to go and arrest them. And it's this order that forced me to pick the pen and started responding to him openly through the media houses, written print media, newspapers. And people, many people read about my response to the president. Mm. And these people, some were indeed gay people who eventually invited me to their homes, ate with them. They were doctors, nurses, teachers, educated people. You couldn't even think that they are homosexuals, you understand? And this was the first time I got in contact with these people. But also there were other people who sent me emails asking, who are you to question the president? Who are you? Who are you? And eventually they also started looking for me, because I wasn't coming from a very political family. So in that regard, if you are not coming from a political family, your family is not involved in politics for so long, is not known, you are not even allowed to talk. Even when you are talking, what you say is disregarded as nonsense, you know. So in this struggle, these gay people, I came in contact with them, made me their friend. They loved me, they liked me, and they felt like I was the right person. They've been waiting to speak for them. They brought an idea to start the formal gathering. Then we started a group called Homo Active Uganda, which lasted like 6 months. But some people, because they were educated, these people were educated and contributing to the society, the word felt like they wasn't fit for them to associate with. Then we changed the name into Spectrum Uganda. We started talking to these issues openly. Then a local radio station invited me to start speaking about this issue. And I remember in 2004, one local radio station hosted me and other rights group activists who are now coming in. And when we are still in the studio, people gathered at the studio to set it on fire. They wanted to stone us on death.
So while you were in the interview.
Yeah, while we were still in the studio, people gathered and started demanding they want to see proud homosexuals, and they were chanting death to us. And this was just minutes away, few meters away from the local police station. So, but the journey continued in the struggle. We started talking aggressively about this issue, and that made the religious groups afraid, that made them to invite their colleagues in the U.S. That's where it started, because the religious groups in the U.S. had their hatred, but they were not exporting it by then. They were invited by the Pentecostals into Uganda, because now the voices were going stronger and stronger and stronger. And when problems like the one happened on the radio station, where people wanted to stone us to death and it set the station to fire, it, during that time, there was a diplomat working for UNAIDS. This is a UN agency. Mm-hmm. Yes. Invited us. There were now other groups starting up in other locations of Uganda, like in Jinja, at several Makere universities in Uganda, including Makere University. He invited these groups. This diplomat got himself into contact with all these groups and invited us to a forum meeting, which eventually started what we today call Sexual Minorities Uganda. I was part of the group that started that Sexual Minorities Uganda. Then after this, we continued lobbying. People started inviting us to radio station, and it was dangerous, you know. But eventually, the religious groups invited the Scott Lively. You know, Scott Lively used to live in
Oregon.
In Oregon, Portland. Yeah. Then other groups started sending in more missionaries. And when they came to Uganda, they tagged themselves to the government. And, you know, we have a president who do have a pastor. His daughter is a pastor. His wife is a pastor. Those are the people leading Uganda. And at this time, what they did first was to introduce the National Sunday policy, which made 8th of October a national prayer day, just the same which is happening in Washington, D.C. Once they managed to hit this nail into the parliament of Uganda and enacted this policy, which is now the national prayer day. It's a public holiday, by the way, in Uganda. And we did not have this before 2004. We did not have the national prayer day, holiday. It was a bill introduced in by the wife of the president. She was now into the parliament as a member of parliament, and she introduced this. This is what paved the way to the anti-homosexuality bill of 2009. Hmm. So there is so much about this 2009 homosexuality bill, which people didn't know about here in the U.S. Initially, it was people know it as Kill the Gay Bill. But this bill had a lot of other clauses and sections. This bill wasn't allowing landlords to employ people they suspect to be gay. It encourages relatives and brothers to report their relatives who are gay. It stops media houses to discuss gay issues, even though these media houses are again used by the religious groups to promote the homophobia and killing. Actually, as I talk now, more religious groups are saying that if the government cannot enact stronger laws to combat homophobia, the people would go after this. We call this mob justice, where people just find you on the street and kill you and beat you to death. This just happened like a week now. Got on Makerere University when students worked against someone they suspected to be gay and beat him, although he's not dead, but they beat him and he's in a very bad situation. This law was meant to tell the lawyers not to defend the victims of this homophobia, or else they lose their practicing license. It became so awkward. So when we involved our friends in the U.S. that, look, you need to speak about this. The U.S. spoke out. Some people spoke out. Some didn't. And the law was eventually amended and transformed, and we saw that the death penalty was removed. But other factors are still going ahead and it's just so bad.
So those other factors weren't amended at all. They weren't changed. Just the part.
Yeah, people are still not giving health care to gay people. People are still refusing gay people to rent houses. People are becoming homeless. People are running out of Uganda and other African countries seeking refugee. Again, in the refugee camps, I don't know if you've read about it in Kenya, these Ugandan LGBT rights are abused there by the groups which are supposed to protect them are the ones who are abusing them. So the issue is too worse, only that what happened was that when they removed the death penalty from this act, the US and all other people, including the European Union, they went quiet. Now they think that everything is okay. No, it's not okay. Actually, things are getting worse. Just in September last year, if you don't mind to remind you, a guy called Stephen Anderson, this is another Baptist pastor, was deported from Botswana and South Africa. And it took, by the way, the president, I don't know who called the president, but he was on radio promoting homophobia and calling people to kill gay people. And the president said, okay, you guys, listen, we don't like gay people, we don't approve them, but you cannot come on a radio station and tell people to kill others. We cannot approve this. Then the president of Botswana approved to go after this guy. He was arrested and deported back to the US. This guy is from Arizona. So these people are still going to the US, to Africa. And this is the reason why I'm here to talk to you.
We're going to continue our fascinating conversation. And when we come back, I want you to share some of the things you are doing now and what we can do in this struggle with you. But, you know, Celeste, so many people are here at KBOO because they want to get the information that they don't hear anywhere else.
Well, I'm not surprised because we do some deep digging. And sometimes we are really surprised at how close the news is. Maybe the news is so close as our neighbors. Maybe our neighbors are doing something fantastic, or maybe our neighbors tell us about things that are going on. And that's part of what makes KBOO such a relevant community, is because this is neighbor-to-neighbor news, neighbor-to-neighbor news. Does that matter to you? Does it really matter that you know what's going on in your community as well as in the world? Well, if it does, then you want to support your community connection, KBOO Portland. It's as easy as making a phone call. What are those numbers?
877-500-5266.
It's that simple.
Now, don't get sick of hearing that number. Write it down and call us right now at 877-500-5266. Show your support for Cecil and Celeste and the programming they've been bringing you year after year. It's so important. And, you know, with all of our shows, they're volunteers. And so the topics they choose to cover are the topics they feel are important for you to hear about. And we know by the number of you that call into this show to talk about those topics that you think it's important also. It really makes a difference. If you show your dollars right now, I'm asking for one person to call in with $500. The reason is because it's about how much we've got left
to go. That'll reach our goal. $500 will put us over the top for this hour. We're just over $500 to go to reach our goal by 9 o'clock. So we got 20 minutes to do it. $500, totally doable. If you're the person who could do that and help us reach our goal, then call right now, 877-500-5266. Or just a couple of you doing that hoodie,
$20 a month. That's what I was just thinking. Oh,
$20 a month gets you the KBOO hoodie. I'm wearing one right now. You can come down and look at it, 20 Southeast 8th. But we also want to hear those phones ring. So if you can call and pledge $20 a month, you don't have to have a penny in your pocket right now. Just know that you'll have $20 a month for KBOO that you've budgeted in for your community every single month, and you can get this KBOO hoodie, wear it around town proudly, show you can see the other KBOO supporters and say, hey, you're part of that hoodie club. 877-500-5266. You listen to Cecil and Celeste, you listen to our talk radio, maybe you've called in, maybe you have learned something new, maybe you are somebody who believes in empowering communities, in sharing knowledge.
knowledge and increasing access. If that is you, please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Put in your dollars as a vote for Cecil and Celeste Talk Radio that you hear on Monday mornings, and just think about all of the information that you get on this show, all of the amazing guests that they have, and the perspectives that they provide here on KBOO. Do give a call. Help us reach our goal, 877-500-5266.
Or go on the web to kboo.fm. Maybe you're listening to it on the internet. You know, my radio doesn't get great reception in my house, so I listen to KBOO on my computer, and if I was so inclined, I could make my contribution there. I kind of like to talk to people, though, so that's probably why I'm on the radio. So I like to call 877-500-5266 and make my contribution that way. Maybe you've called in to Cecil and Celeste's show. You know, there's many people who've had, and you've called in because you've been so moved by whatever the story is, or so upset by it, or so something agitated by it. We love to agitate you, not because it's fun to watch people agitated, but because we need action in our society in opposition to the takeover that the Trump regime has been. The easy way to show your support is just to call, talk to our phone answers here. It's 877-500-5266. Volunteers have been here this morning answering the phone. We've been doing really great. Keep that flow going. It's like open up the spigot. Open up your wallet a little bit. Open up your credit card a little bit every month by becoming a member. 877-500-5266. I'm suggesting $500 right now if you can. But you know, we love you. If all you can give right now is $5 and then $5 every month after it. Most members start at a lower level than 500 in one bunch. It's fine however much you can give, because it means that you're becoming a part of this community radio, that you really care about it getting out there to be heard. It's easy, easy, easy to do. 877-500-5266. Make a difference with your dollars.
Hey, open the spigot and counter the bigots. That's what you made me think of.
Exactly.
Here empowering our listening community to reject the notion that you are just a passive consumer of media. No, you can be an owner of this station, and you can be a participant in your community.
Understood. And maybe you've been, you know, depressed about the Trump thing. You don't need to be depressed, because you take action.
This is empowering radio right here. KBOO's here to help navigate the changing political landscape and to help us organize around making change. This is what KBOO is all about, and it's a station that doesn't shy away from difficult topics. This is a station that remains independent in a time when many stations are being consolidated, are being shut down, are being turned corporate. KBOO is still here, we're still independent, and we're only able to do that because we have so many of you picking up your phone and giving that $10 a month contribution, that $5 a month contribution, the $50 a month contribution. That adds up to this station's budget. And if you can give 20 a month, you will get the KBOO hoodie. We urge you to do it right now. 877-500-5266. We're going to go back to Cecil and Celeste
and their guest
and Impaje talking about Uganda. Really important topic. Support it right now. 877-500-5266.
And we're continuing our conversation with Impaje Kirumiya, talking about the human rights struggles in Uganda and indeed throughout the world.
I'm in the U.S. now, reaching out to you, to the U.S. public, to talk about them, about two issues mostly. As you are aware, there are 193 UN member countries, and 112 countries have formed a group called the Family Coalition. This group is at the UN level advocating to disapprove the LGBT rights. They don't want to recognize it. Actually, they are calling the UN to say that LGBT issues are not rights at all, and they are led by African countries. You know, when you were voting the president here in November, the African countries went to the UN and said, we don't need to see the LGBT global ambassador they appointed that month to go to Africa. We will not open our doors to them, to him, if you continue talking about LGBT issues. You know, that was the day you voted the president. And eventually we've seen this group, the Family Coalition at the UN, preventing LGBT groups to engage the UN on HIV, how to combat it within the LGBT communities around the world. They are really powerful and strong. So the reason why I'm here is to reach out to you and say, look, we need to work hard to stop this. You need to join me, because we don't know how your president, President Trump, is going to engage the UN in September 2017. He doesn't know what's happening on the UN level. This, if the president, as I read that he is kind of homophobic. That's what I'm reading from the media. If this president discovers how powerful he can and then lobby the African countries and the Asian and the Middle East, they will vote away. At the UN, it's the votes. And the more votes you have, you win. So if the UN... previously, the US and the European Union voted against this family network. 112 countries, only EU, European Union, and the US voted against their wishes. So now that President Trump is against LGBT equality, would we be seeing him lobbying the Africans and the Middle East and Asian countries to defeat this? If they do manage to do that in September, you won't be talking about LGBT rights anymore. Because at the UN level, it's the votes. It's not the power. Once you have more votes, you are finished. So, people, this is serious.
This is worldwide, Impagi?
Yes.
So not just in the African nations. No. This would be worldwide.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, I'm in the U.S. I want to meet you. I want to talk to you. Come and meet me at...
you'll be at the Ainsworth United Church of Christ on Friday evening at 7 p.m. And that's located at the corner of 30th and Northeast Ainsworth. Yep. And if people want to talk to you directly, do you have a Facebook page, email account?
People can go and look for my page, which is Stop Exportation of Homophobia to Africa. The name Mpaji will be seen, but also people can text me, they can call me on my cell phone number here and see what we can do together. The cell phone number is 541-602-8483. They can text me, they can send me idea they have. Let's meet on Friday 17th. Let's meet Friday 17th at your
at Ainsworth United Church of Christ at 7 p.m. That's located at 2941 Northeast Ainsworth, which is the corner of 30th and Ainsworth in Northeast Portland. And and as we continue to explore what it is that we can do in terms of one human family, it will be fantastic as Impaji and others build coalition and power. And your number, again, is 541-602-8483 to text them and find out more information.
Yes, and on this evening at your church, what we'll be doing is not to discuss religion. No, this time we want to see how we can revisit the policy, especially the policy concerning African rights, which is now going on. We want to be able to reach out to the African Union by August 2017. Usually the African Union Assembly comes a month before the UN General Assembly. So we want them to have our document before they go to meet Trump in September 2017. This is a serious issue. Don't joke with it. We need to stand up and oppose these people. They are so strong. They have resources. We don't have resources, but we have the power. We have the numbers. We have the ideas. We have the brain. We can stand up. We can draft these policies. We can reject their policies and present what we think is the best policy for humanity to them. But this time, we don't want to talk about education in Africa, the church. No, we want to talk politics. Politics creates policy, the policy which we want to see taking shape at African Union level. The African Union Convention usually comes a month before the UN in August. Then the UN comes in September, and on that UN, that's where your president will be speaking, and I bet you know what he can say. And once he done that, we will be in trouble.
So as we continue our conversation, this is a long process, and you've been at it for years. And what keeps you motivated in this struggle for human rights?
As I said, when the government of Uganda was now running after the gay people, I didn't know who is gay, who is not. One of my brother came up and said, okay, you guys, I hear you want to kill gay people. Now I'm gay. And this is a guy who was educated, my own half-brother, who is educated, having a good job, had to leave. These policies are destroying our families. Had to leave and go and seek asylum in the UK, where he is now living. I mean, until when I started talking about this issue, I did not even know that even in my own family there are gay people. I did not know until when these bad policies came out and everybody is saying, okay, you guys, if you want to kill us, this is who we are. And we hear people say these people are doing this because of money, but look, I'm meeting many LGBT asylum seekers in the U.S. Mm. Some have already gone through the process and have rights to be here. They are working. They've never dated whites. They are having good jobs. They are earning enough money, but they are still gay, which makes it even more... I don't know how Africans would see this, but this is very clear that people don't choose to be gay. And we need to speak, because we may not be like me. I'm not, and I'm someone you would now call super ally, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm a victim of homophobia. I've been pushed off public transport. My family, I have a girlfriend, her family rejected me. My own girlfriend is so homophobic, we don't live in peace. I'm trapped in between to stand up for other people or to save my family. And if I keep quiet, what about my two daughters? What if one day they tell me, hey, Dad, I'm lesbian and I never did anything to improve? You know, all these things are motivating me, because we don't know. We grew up with our brother. We didn't know that he's gay until we saw him bringing boys at home. All we saw today were friends. We did not know what was taking place. So, had we done something, maybe he would be with us back in Kampala. The good thing is, although our family is divided, more family relatives now are being educated slowly by slowly, are changing their attitude. But they can only change attitude when we talk about this matter publicly. Even if we remain alone, like me, I remain on the edge alone, but I'm still speaking. I'm still speaking. I'm not keeping quiet. And this time, I'm calling the U.S. citizens to walk with me to the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. You may not be there in person, but your support, your encouragement, your ideas, you've been in the struggle for so long. When you come, we will share the African Union agenda of 2063. Then we will review it together and see how we can refers it and call for changes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mpaji. And your number to contact Mpaji is 541-602-8483. If you have any questions, any comments, he will take them and educate us. It is a pleasure to meet you. You're such a wonderful advocate for human rights, and the fact that you and your family suffers for your advocacy is touching and moving, and I thank you for who you are and what you're doing.
Thank you for hosting me.
And Friday night at Ainsworth United Church of Christ, 2941 Northeast Ainsworth at 7 p.m. And Paji will be there, hopefully with you, to talk about political change in Africa.
Yes. Paji.
You're listening on KBOO Community Radio to Mpaje talk about what's been happening in Uganda as far as the exportation of homophobia from the U.S. to Africa. These airwaves that you're listening to are part of a common treasury, and right now we are in our winter membership drive the last 3 days, and we are trying to reach our goal this hour. We've got 2.5 minutes, and we need just a couple more of you to do that $20 a month contribution and get the KBOO hoodie. If you could sign up, do it now, and help Cecil and Celeste meet the goal for this hour. 877-500-5266. Again, that number, 877-500-5266. Maybe you've been holding out. Hold out no longer.
Yeah, hold out no longer. Now is the time. 877-500-5266. Maybe you turned on the radio in the middle and all of a sudden you heard this accent you didn't recognize, and then you realized you were hearing an African activist talk about homophobia that's being exported to Africa. I promise you, you're not going to hear that anywhere else in Portland.
Or if you do, it's just a short soundbite. KBOO is the station
really
that really provides the in-depth analysis.
Yeah. And you can count on Cecil and Celeste to bring this kind of programming to you. Show your support. It really matters. 877-500-5266. We're trucking on towards our goal, but we have about another 40,000. No, we have about another 20,000 to go, and we need the phones to be ringing continuously to make that amount. So please call us right now. Don't hesitate a moment more.
877-500-5266. Call and get yourself one of those hoodies. Remember, this is the station of resistance. This is the sanctuary radio that you are not having on other frequencies on the radio dial. This is KBOO. We are completely unique. We are completely listener-funded and funded by local community support and just a few small grants. So do give us a call. This is Membership Drive. This is the time to give. Do it now. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM online.
Good morning. It's 8:59. You're listening to KBOO Portland. And coming up next to the Olmo Variety Hour, it's Trumpism and Fascism, a novel of the Harlem Renaissance and the political power of capital. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Locus Focus. Barbara Bernstein is going to talk about how resistance to the Trump resistance is not just a West Coast phenomenon. At 11, Health Watch brings you a discussion of live culture foods with the author of Wild Fermentation. At 11:30, Radio Zine hosts Susan Quinn, author of Eleanor and Hick, The Love Affair That Shaped a First Lady. Sunny today with a high of 48. There is a wind advisory until 6 with gusts up to 32 miles per hour. Thank you for all you wonderful KBOO members for helping us out. That number is 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM. The Old Mole Variety Hour is next.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, serving breakfast all day, open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Way. Lunch was provided by New Taste of India, with multiple locations, including 1810 Southwest 4th Avenue, serving North Indian dishes including lamb, chicken, and vegetarian choices. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and